Hey there, it's Charlie Bowen with the 1937 flood. It was our old friend Bill Hoke who was the first one we ever heard singing this great Paul Siebel composition. It was at a party in the early 1970s. We had been playing for hours with a lot of loud and rowdy fiddle and banjo tunes that made the walls rattle. Then, during a break, when the pickers had stopped to open new bottles, Bill picked up his guitar and quietly started playing a tune called Louise. We have loved that song ever since. And on special nights like last night, Louise, like a sad-eyed friendly spirit, comes around again. Here, Paul and Doug handle the solos, and then Randy and Paul jump in on the harmony vocals for the sweetest moment of the evening.
They say that Louise was not half bad. It was written on the walls and window shade. And though she acted a little rude, I deceive 'em, don't believe 'em, was her game. Sometimes a bottle of perfume, some flowers, or maybe some lace. Men brought Louise 10-cent trinkets, their intention easily traced. And though sometimes she cried, all women like Louise, they get by. Well, everybody thought it kind of sad when they found Louise in her room. They'd always put her down below their dime. Still some cried when she died this afternoon. Louise rode home on a mail train, somewhere to the south, I heard him say. Too bad it ended so ugly. Too bad it had to end that way. And the wind's blowing cold out tonight. Good night, Louise, good night.
I just like that song a lot.
Where'd that song come from?
I just really like it.